I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1328, The First Story. Have you ever come in on the middle or the ending of a story? Maybe it's a movie or a TV show, and you're a bit confused, or maybe even badly mistaken because you don't understand what's happening now because you never understood or saw the first part. But once you're told, or once you go back and watch the beginning, then the middle or the ending make way more sense. Well, the same is true a million times over in the first story of us. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then to ask the question, what would it look like for that God of love to live his life of love through our lives? I think to understand that best, we've got to start with the first story. Most stories start off with some good, beautiful, and true thing happening, but then a villain enters the picture and messes everything up, and life is a disaster for a while, and it looks like it's never going to get better. And then the hero comes and saves the day. You can see that in all the great epics like Star Wars, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and even the lesser-known plot lines of most books and movies. Friends, if we want to understand the world today, I mean the world we're living in right now and what's wrong with it, we have to remember the first story, the Genesis story, the human story, because that first story is our story. You remember, God made a big, bold, beautiful, bountiful world, and he gave it to us. Notice that we start the story in Genesis with God, not with us. People make a mistake there. We start with goodness, not with sin. Didn't start with a fall. And we start with a place that was prepared for us, not the place that we ruined. And the ugliness and brokenness we see and experience is not God's doing, it's ours. We humans did this. We reap the consequences of other humans' decisions. And we know that's true to this very day. But in the beginning, God made us like, with, and for. We were made like God. We are image bearers of the great high king. And we were made with God. That is, Genesis 3:8 says, they, Adam and Eve, heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. What a picture of relationship and love and intimacy and access and communion. We were made like God, to be with God, and we were made for God. That is, humans tended the garden, took care of the animals, were stewards of God's good creation. And it wasn't drudgery, it was a delight. But we ruined the story. We couldn't accept our place. We couldn't be satisfied with boundaries put on us. And to this day, we see the ongoing pain and misery that we create for ourselves and for others and for our world when we still can't be satisfied and we still won't accept boundaries. But even in the garden, a day was promised when the villain would be crushed. David Murray wrote, God's first world forecast God's final world. Jesus' story was ruined so that ours could be rewritten. Going back to the beginning still helps me know how I should live now, how much I need the story changer for that. Ask him to change you by grace, to use his story to rewrite your story. But remember, no matter how much restoration we experience here, the final beautiful chapter is about ideal people thriving in an ideal world that's even more idyllic than Eden. Just see Revelation 22. We look back to the first ideal, and we look forward to the final ideal, because both sites give us the idea of the change we need, and we can live it now through this person, Jesus, our King. Here's the great question. How does understanding the first story help you deal with and understand our place in the grand narrative? Let's pray. Story changer, thank you for writing such a beautiful first chapter. Use your story to reverse and rewrite my ruined story and give me confident hope and a happy ending. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1329. In the meantime, it can be super disoriented to walk into the middle of a story and you have no idea how we got here and what's going on and where it's all leading. Well, that's why Scripture is such a great gift in this regard. We don't have to figure all that out. It tells us. Show and tell time. And now, we are free to love because we know the first story.